Hey, welcome back to the Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI. My name is Big Mike. I am Ari's producer. I am filling in this week. Ari will be back next week, but there's so much going on in the Washington legislature, so much bad, that I couldn't pass up the opportunity to talk to one of our most trusted experts, joining us again on the Warrior Injury Law studio line, the founder of Conservative Ladies of America and Conservative Ladies of Washington, the one and only the Florida woman, Julie Barrett. Thank you so much for joining us here today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Mike. It's great to be with you again.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time. We appreciate it. And we're going to talk about a handful of things today. And I wanted to start off with, I would say, the most viral moment of what has been not just a chaotic legislative session, but a indication of how awful this session has been. It's been polarizing. There's a ton of bad bills. There's almost too much bad to talk about. But since we've been talking about it all week, and we mentioned this on yesterday's show, you know, myself and young Zach filling in producing, you know, we're a couple dudes. You know, we're married happily, but we don't have kids, you know, young enough in that space in our lives. So Julie, to start off, I wanted to play for you this clip that's gone so viral from Washington Senate Minority Leader Jamie Peterson, and then I would love to get your commentary on the other side.
Young women have, if they're old enough to get pregnant, they're old enough to make their own decisions about what happens with their bodies, okay? And parents do not have the right to change that or make a different decision or be notified in advance.
Now, the senator has gone on to say that his comments were taken out of context and that Fox News, like, you know, cleverly edited the video and cut him off in mid-sentence. But actually, his direct quote is here. Carlene Johnson reported from the Center Square. From the senator, he says, quote, "In that Fox interview, I said we have an existing state law that provides young people over the age of 13 the right to make mental health care decisions without their knowledge or consent by the parents," he said. "Fox News chose to edit my comments and remove the reference and edit my comments by clipping it mid-sentence." Even for me, in my capacity, I don't care. He still said the words. So I don't appreciate that he's trying to backpedal this. There's a part of me that almost wishes he would just own it. But instead, he says, "My personal opinion is that that's been decided by more than 40 years of law by the democratic process in the state of Washington. That is the law in Washington, and that's all I was referring to." So that's the latest from Senator Peterson. But I would love to hear from a mom of four about what this means to you.
Yeah, so three of my four kids are girls. I have three daughters. And so I find this, I don't even know the right word for it. It's utterly evil, to be quite honest. And this is not new for Jamie Peterson. I have been sitting through the legislative sessions since 2022 when I started speaking out after the experience that we had in Washington with our daughter at 14 years old. And I have heard him and many of the other Democrats say similar things in committee hearings, in executive sessions, and in their floor speeches. So his excuse of they edited the comment, that's garbage. That's completely false. That is exactly what he said, and that's what he means. And people need to be extremely concerned for the safety of their children in Washington state.
Absolutely. And that underscores, and what we're going to talk about here, is that Democrats here in Washington are now emboldened. And it almost feels like they're running around with a blank check and nobody's going to stop them. And I think through the work that folks like yourself and others do to put a spotlight on this, at least gets the word out and makes folks aware We might not be able to stop them as much as we would like, but I would like to think that like-minded folks like us would at least be an obstacle for them.
I hope so. And, you know, I've been sounding the alarm since this happened to our family in 2021. And, you know, it's been frustrating because it's like, how do you wake people up and they hear our story and they think, well, that's so outrageous. That doesn't happen normally. And it is outrageous. But the way that things are going, it's going to start becoming very common in Washington. And, you know, thankfully, this is now going viral thanks to Fox News and libs of TikTok and so many people on social media, and parents are seeing it and people cannot ignore it anymore. And I hope that you're right. I hope that people like us and just, you know, average citizens, the parents, the grandparents will stand up and start speaking out against this.
Absolutely. I want to call attention to one of your videos that you had sent me. And if, by the way, if you're not subscribed to Julie's channel, Conservative Ladies of America, you're really missing out because, you know, we try as best as we can here on the show to cover bad bills and what's going on in the legislature. But Julie, I've watched your channel and your content for a while, and I'm consistently impressed with your presentation. I really like the way that you put things in a relatable fashion that folks can just pick up, watch a 10-minute video, and be so thoroughly informed on a lot of these bad videos. So a lot of these bad bills. So before we kind of get into Senate Bill 56, you're welcome. I just wanted to make sure and compliment. I really, really enjoy your stuff. So that being said, let's talk about Senate Bill 5688, which, as you kind of mentioned to me, is kind of like an umbrella, kind of like a network of bills, which includes things like Senate Bill 1531, which lowers penalties for online predators, as well as House Bill 1321, which is, you know, more or less a governor's power grab, and as well as Senate Bill 5632. So let's kind of talk about that kind of like top down and kind of an umbrella portion, because I think this is kind of like uninclusive. And in a sense, we kind of kill a bunch of birds with a bunch of stones topic wise.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's kind of how I look at legislation, at least in Washington state. It's like a web and everything is sort of somehow connected. But with Senate Bill 5688, it is basically what they're doing is they're calling Washington a sovereign state. Like, to me, it's really Ferguson and everybody down saying, we are not part of whatever's happening in the United States. We're going to do our own thing. And it says that no federal funds or no state resources can be used to enforce any federal orders that they view violates the U.S. Constitution or the Washington State Constitution. Now, conservatives might say, well, that's great. Well, the problem is that the Democrats in Washington state, they don't view the Constitution through the same lens that most of us do. And that's obvious by the number of unconstitutional laws that they pass every year. So to me, this is a huge middle finger to the federal government and anything that the Trump administration is going to try to do.
Right. Absolutely. And you've referred to this as kind of a blue firewall that not only includes Washington, but other states are considering similar legislation. Tell us a little more about that.
Yeah, so Oregon and California has actually been a little quiet so far this session, but Oregon and even Colorado, Minnesota is very blue, as you know, with Tim Walz. But they are doing similar things. California actually passed a sovereignty bill back during the first Trump administration. I don't know if it's identical to this, but it's similar in nature. But basically what they want, and it's like if you look at Idaho or Florida as they have taken measures during the Biden administration to sort of build that red state firewall, but actually following the U.S. Constitution, Washington and a lot of these blue states are doing the same thing against the Trump administration, just in a very far, far, far left manner. And it's not even, you know, the moderate Democrat party of the 90s is far gone. So this is, you know, and the network, like you mentioned, 1321, which is likely going to get a vote today. And that gives the governor the authority to defy militias coming into the state. So we're talking like the federal, the National Guard. Ferguson could basically say, yeah, you can't come into my state.
Mm-hmm. That's terrifying. And it feels to me that, you know, we saw coming out of the election that red states got redder and blue states got bluer. And unfortunately, Washington and Oregon, some of those states were the ones that turned darker blue. Now, obviously, probably through transplants, Californians, things of that nature. But it's interesting, like when I first heard that there would be like a Washington sovereignty bill, and if this was like, say, 2 years ago, like during the Biden administration, I'd be like, don't threaten me with a good time. That sounds great. Until you right. think about what the implications of that are under a Governor Bob Ferguson regime. It's you know, we've said on the show before, he's Jay Inslee if Jay Inslee was smart. And Bob right. Ferguson is clever, he is devious, and more than anything, he's smart. And I feel that Washingtonians everywhere should be taking notice and really being on guard. Switching gears a little bit, you had mentioned that you've been digging into House Bill 1262, which is going to be passed out of the House today, very likely. That would create a council through the governor's office making racism and climate change public health crises, respectively. Have you dug into anything on that you'd like to talk about today?
This is really interesting because, I mean, you just encapsulated the really the nuts and bolts of it. But what this is going to do is it's going to be, you know, you do have a population of people that need health services, right? And so we see that there's a problem. So here's our solution. We're going to create this council, and the taxpayers are going to have to spend a lot of money to fund it. There's really nothing in it as far as goals or how they're going to be accountable to the legislature, as far as what they're doing. It's going to be another opportunity for them to, you know, get a bunch of DEI people on this council and do a lot of talking, have a lot of committee meetings, and not actually solve the problem for the people that actually need the health care. But it's interesting how they're taking racism and climate change and making them a health crisis, which, you know, ties into yet another bill this session where giving the state power to you know, have declare a health emergency and implement, you know, mask mandates and vaccine mandates right. and things like that. So it all of it is connected.
Yeah. And the analogy that you mentioned earlier was like a web. And yeah. I think that's a brilliant analogy for all this interconnected weaving terribleness. You know, it's a, yeah. you know, it's I lost my train of thought there. You know, it's a, you had mentioned in a message to me, you know, it's a fire hose of communist garbage, you know, yeah. and I think that is the most succinct way to put it. Julie Barrett, the Florida woman, founder of Conservative Ladies of America and Conservative Ladies of Washington. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us today. We greatly appreciate it.
It is always my pleasure, Mike. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And before we part ways, could you let folks know where we can catch up with you on social media and where we can find the awesome work that Conservative Ladies do? And I hear a rumor that you've got a live stream coming up on your channel. Feel free and let folks know about that before we part ways.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. So you can find us on every social media channel, Conservative Ladies of Washington and Conservative Ladies of America. And if you want to find me, I'm Julie C. Barrett on X. And then, of course, we're Conservative Ladies on YouTube, and we're on TikTok even. But yeah, so I'm going to start doing a weekly live stream on YouTube. It'll be Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and it'll be 20 minutes of kind of rapid fire legislation stuff, kind of like what you and I just did. Mm-hmm. And then the last 10 minutes will be Q&A from the live chat. So would love for people to join us. And what we always try to do is give people action. So they hear all about this stuff. Now what can you go do about it? So that's what you're always going to get from us.
Absolutely. Terrific. Well, Julie, thanks so much for joining us today. As always, we've got a lot more to talk about as the show rolls along. You're listening to The Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI. My name is Big Mike. We'll be right back.